Hello and welcome to 1 hour of happy, happy fun time music. My name is Captain Dickhead. David Lynch and Mark Frost are hacks. And now, introducing your host, Nick E.V.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. It is now Friday, March 3rd, 2023. I hope you're having a good morning. I hope you had a good Thursday. This is 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm currently broadcasting from the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight. A little bit of woo-woo-woo. I've got a nice little lineup of songs for you today, some new artists to talk about. I mentioned the other night that I wanted to talk about Nine Inch Nails. Well, it's happening. We're doing it. There's one issue. I can't find my playlist. Where did it go? God, this is why you don't work with Spotify. Feel free to call me anytime during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Tell me about your night, what you think of the music. I'm going to get a promo for the show going up on the CITR airwaves. Maybe give me a suggestion for what I should put in that. I had a rough draft going, but needs a couple additions to it, frankly. So today we're going to start off with a track from Squid, actually, and I really, really love this band. They released a LP in 2021 called Bright Green Field, to critical acclaim, but it's been brought to my attention by my friends that there's haters of Squid, but I want to give them love. I think they're great. This is their new single, Swing in a Dream. I'm assuming it's leading a new album, so really excited for that.
To my dream. Sounds like you've been snacking on some of the local mushrooms.
Hey, see, wasn't that such a cool track? I love Squid, and I think everybody should love Squid. So, be on the lookout for a new LP from them, probably in the future. So today, as promised, Nine Inch Nails. Whoop Whoop, what a great band. They've been a favorite of mine for a very long time. Got a little bit of information here. They formed in Cleveland in 1988, vision of Trent Reznor. Very cool guy. He's kind of leading his own little scene back in the day. He was very, very edgy, very counterculture. He was kind of a symbol for a lot of people, very cool. He made Pretty Hate Machine, which is his debut album, while he was working in a recording studio as an assistant engineer. What?
And a janitor.
Oh, and a janitor, yeah. So he was unfortunately forced to clean floors while writing these songs, but they are great songs, and they really pushed him, those floors and all the mopping he had to do into writing some brilliant, brilliant tunes. And so you're going to hear some of those in a second here. You're going to hear Terrible Lie off of Pretty Hate Machine. Mr. Self-Destruct off of The Downward Spiral. And then I'm going to shake things up a little bit with a little bit more Coil. The title's quite long. It's like the first 5 minutes after Painful Death? Hold on. The first 5 minutes after Violent Death. I believe that's different than the original. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a good song. You'll like it. Let's get right into these.
Terrible lie. promises, your promises and lies. We'll be right back.
cooking up a new music project and want to share it? Apply to Music Waste! All genres, projects, and ages are encouraged to apply. Submissions close Sunday, March 5th. Go to musicwaste.ca for more info. That's musicwaste.ca.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Sounds like you've been snacking on some of the local mushrooms.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Nikki V. This is 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music. I am hoping that you are having a great morning. We just listened to Terrible Lie by Nine Inch Nails, Mr. Self-Destruct, also by Nine Inch Nails, and the first 5 minutes After Violent Death by Coil. Three really cool tracks. Those first two ones, Nine Inch Nails, really goes to show their strengths. Terrible Eye is off of their first album, Pretty Hate Machine. Very, very cool stuff. Really the beginning of bringing industrial music into the mainstream. Pretty Hate Machine really blew up in music culture when it came out. It was a smash hit, as they say. And, of course, The Downward Spiral, the follow-up album, that's what the track Mr. Self-Destruct was off of. Many consider it to be one of the defining albums of 90s culture, like counterculture, lots of different things. Trent Reznor is really held in high regard by a lot of different people for the music that he has made. And if you're unaware, Johnny Cash actually covered one of Trent Reznor's songs, Hurt, and it's the last track on The Downward Spiral. And I was having a little bit of discourse in the stew here over whether Johnny Cash is a good artist. And we think he should be punished. We're just upset because we're losers and we're like, oh, Trent Reznor, he did it right. And he did. Okay, that's his song. Shut up about Johnny Cash. Yeah, we get it. He's old. He's dying. Nobody cares. Okay. I don't care. Feel free to call in, by the way, anytime. The number is 604-UBC-CITR, 604-822-2487. One more time. 604-822-2487. Give me a shout. Tell me what you think about Hurt and Johnny Cash's cover of that song. We're going to get into a couple more Nine Inch Nails tracks. Play The Goddamned Part off of Bad Witch, the most recent Nine Inch Nails full release. Great song. Some really killer saxophone playing that gives me goosebumps every time. And I would like to dedicate this next track to a good friend of mine, Arik. I don't know if you're listening, but he's one of my only friends that I have here at UBC from my hometown, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And he also happens to share a love for Nine Inch Nails. And Starfuckers Inc. off of The Fragile is his favorite Nine Inch Nails song, and I believe possibly his favorite song ever. So we're going to play that one for him and for all the Nine Inch Nails lovers out there. Let's get right back into the music. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Sounds like you've been snacking on some of the local mushrooms.
Hello, hello, everybody. My name is Nikki V. This is 101.9 FM, CITR. CITR 101.9 FM, to be exact. This is 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music. I hope you're having a good evening. Feel free to call in at 604-822-2487. If you've got a spare minute, we can chat. Have a lovely evening chat. Talk about the music. I don't know, the weather, Anyways, Nine Inch Nails, what a great band. Undoubtedly, they will always be in my sets in the future, like most of the music I will be bringing you, and also just due to the fact that there's not a lot of industrial music to pick from. I mean, there's a lot of it that goes under the radar, which is what I want to bring to you in just a moment here, actually. But, God, love Nine Inch Nails. What a great band. Trent Reznor, big kiss for you. You too, Atticus Ross. So, yeah, moving on. We're 8 minutes past the halfway point, but that's okay. We're still going to transition into our Canadian artist for the day. And who is that artist? They're none other than Otto Voice, based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now, Otto Voice, I heard them on Spotify on my search for artists to bring to my show, and they're a little bit mysterious. They don't have very high streams on Spotify, and their bio on Spotify is also empty. So I wasn't able to find a lot of information about them there, but they do have a Bandcamp. And their bio on Bandcamp states this. I'm just going to read it. Convoluted in the dire industrial town of Oshawa, between techno-punk, enthusiast Steve Hsu and Johnny S. in 95, Otto Voice was later expanded in 97 by the addition of Morse code. 13 years later, Otto Voice continues its mission under artistic vision of Johnny S. Okay, so I don't know what they mean by addition of Morse code, but and like a few other things in there, but I don't know. They're pretty cool. I like this track that I'm about to play for you. It's called Hateless Insanity. Very cool. Came out in 2006. And then we're going to play this little side project thing. I don't even know. Otto Voice is credited, though, so it doesn't matter. But it's called It Clings. It Clings doesn't give a fuck. Otto Voice versus the It Clings Metaverse Mix. Okay, so we're going to hear those two in a second here. And then later on, we're gonna hear a bit more. But let's give you guys a taste of Otto Voice, more Canadian industrial. They're really cool. I think you're going to like them. Let's have a listen.
Yeah. stop and think about the music you're listening to. Stop and wonder who that douchebag singing or yelling actually is. I mean, there's Ed Clayton's ranting and raving about how hard life is, how no one loves. But we've got to do something about the environment.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Sounds like you've been snacking on some of the local mushrooms.
Hello, everybody. This is CITR 101.9 FM. 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music. I'm Nikki V. Feel free to call in during the break. 604-822-2487. 604 UBC CITR. Give me a shout. Those last two tracks you just heard were Hateless Insanity. Hateless Insanity by Auto Voice. And It Clings Doesn't Give a Fuck. Auto Voice versus It Clings Metaverse Mix by It Clings and Auto Voice. What a title. I recently finished Twin Peaks for the first time. So that's a great TV show. I really liked it. Although there's a lot of things that don't really make sense on first watch, so you have to go into a comatose state for the next 4 hours after finishing the last episode on the fan wiki, reading like plot and trying to figure out what you just watched. But that's the cornerstone of any great TV show. But I think if you're out there and you haven't watched Twin Peaks, you should give it a shot. It's a great show, and I'm very happy I was recommended it by some great people. To finish off the set today, we've got a little bit of Skinny Puppy, the track Survivalisto, off of their newest album, Weapon. I say new, but I believe it came out 10 years ago. I don't remember if they're still active as a band, but it was their last project. I just wanted to maybe give you guys a taste of what Skinny Puppy was up to in the later years. And then we're going to finish things off with another Auto Voice track, Tension, off of their album A Living Death. I hope you've enjoyed Auto Voice. They're pretty cool. That last track was quite interesting, the little narrative there. But anyways, I'm going to play these two tracks out, and I guess that'll be it for me. I hope you guys have a good night. I won't be back. Well, I'll be back next week. Don't worry. There'll always be more tunes. There'll always be more fun times. And there'll always be Skinny Puppy. Good night. We'll be right back.
Celebrating your blood.